Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio, and stay with us all day long. Well, we're rolling tape right here, and today I'm broadcasting right now live from DMV in Clearwater. There's a reason for me being here helping someone else, and we support vets, too. All kind of programs to support our veterans. You can always find us here. Of course, this is Keith, the boss of the beach, Voice for Veterans, and this is 96.7 FM as well. This weekend is a big weekend for veterans, and it's called Stand Down. We're going to be talking more about that, but I want Patty Templeton to come on and say hello to everybody. And the rest of the show, I'll be talking about stand downs, what they stand for, why they are important, who should be there, and whatever city you're in, and it's not designated for one, but all. Stand down. Miss Patty Templeton, say hello, Patty.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Keith. And thank you to all you veterans that are out there for your service. This weekend is Operation Stand Down, and it takes place on Friday and Saturday. We're in Pasco County at the Pavilion. It's off of State Road 52 and the Suncoast Parkway. It's absolutely free for any veteran to come out, and we have just a ton of amazing service providers that are out there, including everything from dental and medical, legal services. We have mental health services and alternative therapies. But then there's some fun things, too. We of course, have personal hygiene, but we have some games and workshops and a time to recognize every branch of the military. So it's just a really fun weekend to get together with a lot of camaraderie. And but the goal of it is to help those vets that are struggling, to help them find housing and employment and education and any other resources that they might need.
Well, you heard it first right from Patty, the workhorse of this stand down. She stays busy. I got her for 5 minutes. She gave me the best 3 minutes that I could have ever gotten. Patty, thank you so much. We'll be there. Thank you for what you're doing to support our veterans in, of course, this community where we are, which is St. Petersburg and Clearwater and Pasco County and all those around us. This is the West Coast of paradise.
Yeah.
And we're here to stand up and stand down for our veterans. Patty, you go ahead and finish that other 1,721 things you got left to do.
I will. I just want to say, if they have any questions about it, they can go to our website. It's the initials OCN, like One Community Now, OCNstanddown.org, and everything is on the website there. So thank you again for giving me a couple minutes, and yep, I'm going to get back to getting all the details done so we can have an outstanding weekend. Thank
you. Don't forget, One Community Now.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Patty.
Awesome.
All right, we'll be right back. We're going to play you some music from another veteran that's doing something, and I'm going to let the music play, then we'll be right back to talk to you more about this program and upcoming programs on the way. Be right back.
Feels like I'm drowning now. Feels like the waves are crashing down, and no one can even see me. I'm lost out in the crowd, and who can I go to when the memories of war is too hard? Well, who can I go to when I'm lost out in the dark? Can somebody save me? Can somebody help me? Can somebody save me? Can somebody help me? Focus my eyes towards the hills. I know with its grace that I am healed. And even when the roads get tough, says that I got you, so don't give up. Can somebody say,
you just heard a song from a new artist thinking about veterans, and we want more of our new artists to do songs about veterans, veteranization, veterans we rise, anything that has to do with veterans. Let's know in America that we support veterans too. Many months ago, I dealt with somebody who was doing a program, and they were talking about veteranization in other countries like Canada, like Israel, like Germany, and a few other Scandinavian areas and South American areas. And I hate to admit it, most of those countries treat their veterans a little bit differently than we do. I won't say better, because ain't no place better than St. Petersburg, south of everything else in America, and we call it paradise. We live in St. Petersburg. We hail from paradise. This is Radio 96.7 FM. If you get here, it's Sunshine Radio. If you're listening to us anywhere else in the world, it's Sunshine Radio. If you're looking for another reason to go back to radio, you don't have to think of one. Radio is back. It's back to stay. We know that a lot of our radio signals are now being transmitted through the satellites. But guess what, veterans? The towers are still up. And if anything happens to the signal on the satellite and the digital side doesn't work, the analog side is still pumping information out through the towers. So anywhere in your neighborhood, if you see an old radio shack tower, if you see an old radio tower, if you see any kind of tower, don't let them tear it down. It is the communication signal that's been working a whole 100 years. And it's still standing and it still works. Radio is back. This is Keith, the boss of the beach, and I'm going to be doing multifaceted communications. We're going with a multimedia platform coming out of American Veterans Alliance, Society for Hispanic Veterans, U.S. and Latin Veterans Support Embassy, Wounded Warriors, AMVETS, American Legion, and all the rest of the VSOs have come together so that we can do one thing, combine the efforts for veterans. Combine all the efforts for veterans. And it's called veteranization. We're going to hear you go to another platform, and that's ontheairtoday.com. It's already up. If you want to find out what you can about veterans, start with ontheairtoday.com. Of course, we're still here. We haven't gone anywhere. WVETonlineradio.com is now a part of the new network, ontheairtoday.com, which allows you to get a lot more about veteranization. Other people who are doing what I'm doing. There is a WVET in a little valley area. We've combined forces with them, and guess what? You got two towers running now. 96.7 Sunshine Radio FM. And, of course, that's coming out of the St. Petersburg, Clearwater, the total west coast of paradise. And then there's the other side of the coin. And we'll be talking more about the WVET in the central part of the state that's already up and running. And we're doing this together. And then we're going over to Jacksonville. And we don't want to forget about all the east coast of paradise. Melbourne. Don't forget about Melbourne. Don't forget about what's going on down in that great metropolis of Miami. And don't forget about all of the stuff when it comes to the bases down there. We got MacDill here. They got Homestead there. We got Atlanta, Gordon. We got all of them up there, but they're all realizing that the new generation is going to find a new way to take care of veterans. We've done a good job the old way. American Legion did a heck of a good job. The VA, we have to stand up when we hear the words Veteran Administration, because it used to didn't be one. Okay? Everything from World War I, Civil War, all the way to now, and we're into a new one. We don't want to say it's a war yet, because we live in St. Petersburg, and it's Russia. Okay? St. Petersburg is an old Russian name for an old Russian city. But we're testing ourselves for a new. We don't want to use the word war, confrontation. But all of our veterans who came back from the last confrontation and war in Afghanistan, most of them are being released from the war right here at MacDill and in the Tampa Bay area. So our area is really growing for our veterans. And I want everybody here who know the voice of veterans say, we respect you guys. If you need anything, feel free to check in with us here. James Haley, great veteran hospital. Bay Pines, great, great veteran hospital and center, medical center. If you're in this area, you're doing it right. We got your back. If you're in any of the other areas in Florida, you can always get here. And, of course, you know down there in Jacksonville, it's always been our naval community area down there. But now, everybody's coming to the Tampa Bay area. So let's get ready. Tell all your friends. You got a voice for veterans coming out of Tampa Bay, but we take care of the world. You can be in Tokyo, and if you're a veteran who stayed there after World War II and need some information, contact us, WVETonlineradio.com, or through the network, ontheairtoday.com. You can contact us anyway, anytime, and we'll get right back with you. Today's show is dedicated partially to more music. And, of course, Soundcheck Studios, who takes care of all of us and the music, has picked up one new song, but he's got one and two more to play before this event is over. And I want him to break in. Always play my Brian James. And I want to end today with the first one that you played. Give him a double shot. because it's to support veterans. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ashes of another life. I knew I lost the only way out of this prison that I made. I look away to face the light to guide me out of this. Feeling desperate that burns me out. So stressed I feel. Mayday, 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 mayday. I scream. Mayday, mayday. Darkens doors and blinds my eyes. I knew the time has come to the point of no returning to you now. Another day is gone, no light will guide me out of this. I fear I lost it all that made me real. So stressed I feel. Mayday, 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 mayday. I scream mayday.
You know that we're doing good today. We are in a best situation we can be in. I'm looking somewhere close to a beach. I live in Florida. We want to thank everybody who supports our conservative side. We know that we have a lot of our other sides, our liberal sides, and we have our regular sides. It's all the best that we can do down here in the Sunshine State. This is Sunshine Radio 96.7, and I am Keith, the boss of the beach. And I'm here to say we support vets, too. Go to WVETOnlineRadio.com or OnTheAirToday.com. Or, of course, stay tuned to this radio station right here, right now. And if you're in any other city, you can still pick us up in the Sunshine State. If you're somewhere where the snow is still falling, go to your radio, come to Sunshine Radio, and we'll breathe some heat to you in Alaska or to you in Canada. Or to you in New York or Pennsylvania. We love it. It's sunshine here all the time. And when it does rain, it only rains for about 10 minutes, and we're back into Sunshine Radio 96.7 FM. We appreciate you. I ran across something this week that I'd like to be able to say, because I am the voice for our veterans, and there is home front cooking. What is that? Come to WVET and find out. But, of course, it sounds just like it says. It is a cookbook done by, for, with, and with the help of veterans. And they have little stories about where the recipes came from. Believe me, I believe in it. I'm going to get me one of the books, and I'm going to go ahead and enjoy talking about it. I'm going to go with a whole recipe section of this radio show and talk about different recipes from different wars, from different places. Some of the best Italian food came out of the war. I'm talking to the veterans now. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You're blessed. Okay? All right. We're right here, Italian. And if you were in the war and you went to Italy, you probably did go to Italy. or some of that place. And some of the recipes that are in this book came out of people who actually were in the Italian front of the war. We don't know whether it's in Tripoli or somewhere in North Africa that we don't know, but the recipes are there. And that's why home front cooking is something that find us. Just go on the website, find out. You can call me next week and tell me what you did to enjoy this book. And of course, Tracy Innerson Wood is one of the authors of this book. She's from St. Pete. She's from St. Pete. So we have an opportunity later on to do an interview. So I want you to go online, look for it at us, and stay tuned for more information about the live interview that we're going to be doing about home front cooking. I love the name of it, and we're talking about it. And today we're talking about stand downs, which is something that we do in the home front. And that's to take care of our homeless and our veterans that have been deprived for whatever reason for all of the stuff they do. And don't forget, the song that you're going to be hearing from Brian James this time is May Day. We know that May is coming up, and we're going to be looking at it. My daddy's birthday was May 2nd, so I always reserve May Day. May Day is one of those things that you listen to and you remember the pole that you went around. Studying the history of it is left up to you. But my daddy was May 2nd. I always do May 1st and 2nd to honor my father, who was an Army. In fact, Army Air Corps, before there was Army Air Force. He was with the early Army Air Corps. He went to the base in Oklahoma, in Tulsa. Of course, we all know the history of what happened to the base in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and why they had got dispersed. So he ended up in Texas at Kelly Field, and that's where I was born, in Austin, Texas. During his tenure at Kelly Field, of course, he went to Redstone Arsenal. So I'm one of those that's an Army brat. Now, WVET Latin is getting ready to do some big things. They have purchased something here in the Tampa area, and we're going to name it Sidekick. It's going to be a whole 6 acres of property that's going to be converted for sidekicks of veterans. And what do we mean by sidekick? We mean a family member of a veteran who supported the veteran becomes a sidekick. We know that it works. So instead of being brats, you're going to be sidekicks. But we're registering people right now. He's on his way up here from Miami to meet with us this weekend. And we're going to be talking about this more next week, about the sidekick side of the Tampa area. We know that our people and our good friends in Jacksonville have finally opened an office over here with Wounded Warriors. The sidekick office is opening an office here for sidekicks. Tampa Bay, what do you say? We're here to stay. All the way. We got the time and the effort to prove that Tampa deserves the right to be the number one city in Florida. We know that Miami's had it for years. We're not complaining. But their time is up. And if we follow it, the Pirates knew that this was the gold mine anyway. That's why we call it Gasparilla. They will never dig up all of the buried treasure in all of these little cubbyholes in Tampa. It'll never be done. So y'all stop looking for it. It'll rise when it's supposed to. We're here live, Keith, the boss of the beach. I always give a shout out to two things. One, Crisis Line. I've said the number many times, so you guys go look it up. If you're having a problem, start with the Crisis Line. If you're not having a problem, try anywhere downtown St. Pete and say, I'm a veteran. Y'all do something for me. And I want to give a shout out, of course, to all my friends at the Chamber of Commerce. We want to give a shout out to our good friends downtown St. Petersburg. And we want to give a special shout out to the friends that we have at James Haley. Kevin Humes with American Veterans Alliance will be my next guest to talk. And we're going to be talking about the future of what we're all doing to support veterans. This is Keith, the boss of the beach, coming to you live. I'm right here. Oh, I want to give a shout out to one other person, Anderson Woods. He's an old guy, still here. Anderson has a lumber yard somewhere, and they support veterans too. Thank you, Anderson, for what you've done to support our veterans. And thank you, Fergs, for what you do to support veterans. And guess what? Always UPS still runs supreme. I think they hire more veterans than anybody. So I'm waiting for you, FedEx, and the rest of y'all to catch up. It's jobs time. We gave you a shout out to all of the job fairs coming this spring and 7 of them in May. Go to our website or call back and we'll let you know again where you can go to a job fair. Keith, the boss of the beach, we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And then you're going to hear some more of Save Me, Talon Greats. Over and out with a shout.
Feels like I'm drowning now. Feels like the waves are crashing down, and no one can even see me. I'm lost out in the crowd. Who can I go to when the memories of war is too hard? Well, who can I go to when I'm lost out in the dark? Somebody save me. Can somebody help me? Can somebody save me? Can somebody help me? Focus my eyes towards the hills. I know with its grace that I am healed. And even when the roads get tough, it says that I got you, so don't give up. Can somebody say?
Saturday mornings, this is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long.